West. And so kicking into the wind for the People's Company kickoff will be Dakota Lovett. Ball once again laid horizontally on the across the kicking tee. From near to far, Saunders, Matley, Baker, Lovett. Runyon Bradford, and can't tell on the others. It's fielded at the 14 and slammed down at the 19. So, got to turn this around on the score sheet. Harmony is on the left, Wayne is on the right, and 5 yard pickup to the 19 on the kick return. First and 10, Harmony with 11:55 to go in the first quarter. Gatton in the gun with a back on each side of him. Takes the handoff, and it's a quarterback option play to the right, the left side, and brought down by Wilson. Out to the 21, it'll be second and 8. Second and 8 from their own 21. Harmony. Now the quarterback fakes right, comes left. He has first down yardage out across the Falcon 30 and the 35. Wyatt Gatton with the run there. It'll be first down for Harmony. Still on their side of the field, but out to the 37. Yard pickup. Gatton hands it off in the option and hit immediately and just brought down. That's got to be Mitch Sinclair. It is. Grabbed him and just sat once again. Love it. Love it. Love it. Good job, Mitch. Loss of a yard on the play. Back to their own 36 where Harmony steps right back up to the line. Shifting some linemen around to the other side. One wide out to the right. And from the gun, the quarterback takes a snap. Option play to the right. Pitches it to the running back. And he gets to midfield. Stacked up there by several Falcons. Moore. Nickel in on that. And gets it inside Falcon territory to the Wayne 37. Gain of 7. Be third down, and here he comes to the right side and grabbed quickly, and that is Runyon. Bradford. So, and caught him behind the line back to the 38. Wayne's 38-yard line, and we'll see what Harmony does on fourth down. They appear to be going for it, and option play to the left. The quarterback is hit, and that slows things down, and it's a loss on the play. Credit Matley with that one. Slowed him down. Carson finished him off at the Harmony 39. Loss of 3. Turnover on downs, and Wayne takes over with 9:29 to go. So, from the Harmony 39, first play from scrimmage, Moore drops straight back, quarterback draw play, and he will get across the 35, and plenty of yards after contact for Trent Moore. Inside the Harmony 33, straight out from me. How could I miss that? Game 5. Now, Trent, all alone in the backfield, in the gun, under a little bit of pressure, steps up in the pocket, throws it deep and wide open. Falcon complete into the flower pot. End zone is Keaton Nickel for a touchdown. Falcon. Woo! Boy, wide open. Thirty-three-yard touchdown strike. Moore to Nickel with 8:43 to go. And looking to kick it for the PA Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT. It's through there, Maddie Bellin. And the Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT is good, and the Falcons lead 7-0 with 8:43 to go. That was a 29-17, 46-second drive on two plays, covering 39 yards. Moore to Nickel, getting 34 of those. Or 33 of them. We'll give the other six to Trent running. Okay, so 33-5. Touchdown for Trent. And we're back with the People's Company kickoff. This time teeing it up is Dakota, and a little knuckleball over to the near side, hits the 10 and stops, heads toward the sideline, has to pick it up, and he picks it up out of bounds. There's no flag, so he touched the ball. Harmony will take it at the 10. That was unfortunate for them. It was a good kickoff. So from their own 10, Harmony will have it for the second time. They went four plays and turned it over on downs to the Falcons the first time. And from the gun, handoff again, hit hard, and it's Bradford and Matley taking him down. Loss on the play. We'll call it a loss of 1 yard. And from their own 9, it'll be second down. And once again, if you're just joining us, the Falcons lead 7-0. With 8 minutes left in the first quarter, Wayne kicked off to start the game, and four plays later had the ball back on down and took them two offensive plays. And we got a flag down here. I think the offense jumped on the left side. And that'll be half the distance to the goal. Just inside the 5, Harmony from the gun, looking to pass. Quarterback has a little bit of time in the pocket, collapses, and the quarterback goes down in the end zone, safety for the Falcons. Bradford with the sack. That is a great Western Bank. Great play right there by Isaiah Bradford, pursuing the quarterback and not letting him get to the goal line or back out of the end zone, and the Falcons get a sack and a safety. Isaiah Bradford with 2 for the Falcons, and it's now 9-0. Wayne with 7:50 to go. Great Western Bank, great play. And now the People's Company kickoff will come from Harmony, and they will kick from their own. It's a free kick from their own, I think, 15. Let's see. We haven't had a safety for a while. This is the first one of the season. And so it'll be a free kick from their own 15. Normally on a kickoff, let's say after a touchdown or whatever, it would be from the 30. But Wayne looking to get some great field position after the safety as well. Back deep for the Falcons at their own 30 are Wilson and Kiefer. Now backing up to the 25, and the ball's teed up. Harmony will give it a boot. Number 36, Wyatt Gatton. It's high and will be fielded and bobbled by Wilson, but picked up at the 37. Now he's heading out on the left side, one man to beat. Cuts back to the middle of the field, he's gone. Trevor Wilson into the flower pot end zone for the Falcons. That would be about a 47. Touchdown, Falcons. And this is not looking good for Carson Kiefer, folks. 7:40 left on the clock. 10 seconds ran off. Matt Bellin in to try the Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt again, and flag comes down. 7:40. Ball start. We'll back Wayne up on that, and PAT attempt will be kicked from the 15, so it's really about a 25-yard field goal. Clean snap, clean hold, low kick, no good, and PAT fails. And Wayne, 9-6, makes 15-0. With 7:40 left in the first quarter, Wayne up 15-0, and we'll kick off now. Your People's Company kickoff will come from the South 30. John Prize, your Farm Bureau agent in Corydon. Stop in, let John give you a quote for whatever you're in need of. He offers life, auto, home, and health insurance. Stop in, see what John can do for you. Tell him thanks for sponsoring Falcon Football, a charter sponsor of these broadcasts, and we appreciate John immensely. Lovett has it teed once again horizontally. He seems to alternate, and the ground ball is fielded and bobbled at the 21, and then heading up the left side into some space. Stetson and Ben Saunders grab hold and bring him down across the 30. Clayton Miller for Harmony. The Harmony Rockets. It was suggested earlier that Harmony change their mascot to the Rented Mules. But as far as I know, they're still the Rockets, folks. From the gun, into the backfield immediately is Moore, but the quarterback eludes him, heads down the far side across the 35, shoved out of bounds. Oh. It kept inbounds and pushed back. They'll keep the clock running. Forward progress will get them to the 37. Gain of 4. Second down, Harmony. Getting ready for their 8th offensive play. Wayne has run 2. Clean snap, pitch to the right, and hit by Bradford again. Finished off by Sinclair, but Bradford slowed him down, and it's at the Harmony 35, so a loss of 2 on the play. Bradford hit him, and Mitch Sinclair wrapped him up and took him down. Our defensive line for the Falcons playing very well right now. One wide out to the right side. Ball's in the right hash, and they're running to the left. And the quarterback's going nowhere. Wow, what a defensive rush by the line. And Nick Matley, I guess, from linebacker, pushing his way through there also. 5-yard loss back to the 30. Great Western Bank, great play there. And it's fourth down for Harmony. They appear to be in punt formation. Carson retreats back inside his own 20. Clean snap. Quick punt. Hey, that's a pretty good punt. And Carson lets it go out of bounds on the far sideline. And it'll be to the 23 or so. First down, Wayne, and Carson Kiefer in the backfield, and Blade Baker, they appear to be in the eye, and Moore will get him set and go under center. And let's see, a handoff to Carson, left side, gets through the front, it's a foot race across the 40. The 30, one man to beat, and he does drag Carson out of bounds inside the Harmony 20. That'll be a Farm Bureau first down for you. To the 19, so 16 and 21, 37 yards, and a Farm Bureau first down inside the Rods Auto Red Zone. Pitch to Carson, running right, and we'll bounce it outside, get around the corner, flag down, Carson in the flower pot end zone. Let's see the call. Let's see what the call is. It is a hold against Wayne, so it'll bring that one back. And they're going to mark that from about the 9, so it'll be back around the same line of scrimmage. So again, from the 19, pitch to Carson. Hit in the backfield, but gets across out near the 10, across the 15. Put it on the 12, gain of 7 for Carson on, I believe that was, So from the 12 now, Wayne's ball, second down. Backs on either side of Moore from the gun. Low snap. And a shovel pass to Baker. A nice little hurdle move. I think we'll get a first down. So two completions now. Two for two. And that is a Farm Bureau first and goal for the Falcons from the 7. Handoff, Carson, off to the right side, going out and into the flower pot end zone. That's a touchdown, Falcons. Run by number 3, +7. Touchdown with 4:20 left in the first quarter. And a Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt. Bellin out there again to kick. His shoulder's good enough to play, so his foot's good enough to boot it. Clean snap. And blocked. Wow. Number 25, Austin McCarty, gets through there. And blocked. So 15-6 makes 21-0 in favor of your Falcons with 4:20 left in the first. Okay, and so People's Company kickoff will be coming by the Falcons. And your Cordon Hy-Vee has a helpful smile in every aisle. Check out their weekly specials. Fresh meat, veggies, produce for you and your family. Whether you're packing lunches, fixing family meals, or just looking for that little something, you can find it at your local employee-owned Hy-Vee in Corydon. Okay. Wilson and Stetson Baker on the far side of the kick team, and I think they maybe kicked it a little bit early. Official maybe wasn't ready. Flag comes down. So I think we're going to back that one up a little bit. Kind of a slow start, really, for the Falcons. That was a 1-2. The delay of game is the call because they kicked it early. So they'll back it up 5, and they'll kick from the 25. And that was a 1-2-3-4 play drive for the Falcons, covering 56 yards, capped off by a 7-yard Carson Kiefer touchdown. And here comes your People's Company kickoff. Love it. Approaches, boots it up high. It'll be fielded at the 14 and heading up the far side, McCarty. Wow, what a hit by the Falcons. Bradford and Runyon, I think, both of them combined, converged on the runner, and he gets to the 22. So from their own 22, with 4:13 to go in the first, Harmony has the ball, trailing the Falcons 21-0. A home playoff berth at stake for the Falcons with a win. Defensive line digs in, and they have been stout from the gun. High snap, but he's heading right up the field, and Sinclair finishes what Moore starts. Trent with the contact and Mitch with the tackle. Gets out to the 20. No gain at all on that. Second and 10 for Harmony, 22-yard line on the north side of the field, right out here in front of us with 3:38 and counting. Harmony sends a wide out to the right and has one back with the quarterback, two backs with the quarterback. Flag comes down as the play clock hits zero. I think that'll be a delay of game. Cheerleaders making some noise, getting the fans going. And a 5-yard penalty will back up Harmony and make it second and 15 from the 17-yard line. Run to the right side, going nowhere. Nick Matley sniffs it out and brings him down at the 14. Loss on the play. Several plays in negative yardage for the Harmony Rockets so far. Falcon defense pushing them back, pushing them back. And it's really closer to the 13, but I've already written 14. And we're at the 3-minute mark of the first quarter. And he'll try running to the left side and brought down again. Trent Moore in on that tackle. And they're at the 11, another loss. And fourth and a long way to go. They've got to get to the right out here to the 32. Carson will start from his own 35. And the punt will come to the near sideline. And it'll bounce and stays in bounds inside the 30. Spins down to 25. Untouched by the Falcons. So from their own 11 to the Falcon 25, that's not bad. 15 and 29, 44-yard punt. Not bad. Got a good bounce. Return 25. Great Western Bank reminds you that a home might be the single largest investment you'll ever make. That's why it's so important to work with someone you trust. Like a mortgage loan specialist from Great Western Bank, helping to make life great. Falcons looking great right now. Empty backfield, more from the gun, throwing it to the right side. Complete! And it is Wilson with the catch across midfield, and that's a Farm Bureau first down. Moore now 3 for 3 for a touchdown and 2 first downs. On the Harmony 37-yard line, Wilson now wide to the right. Carson splits out to the right. The handoff is up the middle, and Baker, I believe. Official goes down hard. Lay Baker with the run. And we might need to take a second here. Official gets up, seems to be okay. That's a good thing. There's a lot of bodies flying around there. The carry by Baker gets down to the 31. Gain of about 6 there. Second and 4 Falcons from the Harmony 31-yard line. Wayne leading 21-0. Late in the first quarter, a minute left. Kiefer again in the slot, as is Wilson. And Moore, empty backfield, in the gun, now under a little bit of pressure, steps to the right, throws over the middle, incomplete, intended for Wilson. First incompletion for Trent Moore. He's now 3 for 4. MDL stat check has 56 yards passing by Trent. Again, he needs 128 or so for 1,000 for the season. Pitches it to Carson, running left. Gets through the first guys and pushed out of bounds around the 20. Tackled Clayton Miller. They'll spot him at the 21. Gain of 10. And a Farm Bureau first down for Carson. Who will go to the right? Baker, the only back in the backfield with Moore. 41 seconds left in the first quarter. Trent, blade stays in, throws a great block. Frees up Trent to throw it over the middle. Complete into the end zone. Touchdown to Trevor Wilson. Great throw by Trent Moore. Wide open, great catch by Trevor Wilson, but it was the block by Blade Baker that made that play. 21-yard touchdown pass. Moore to Wilson with 34 seconds left. And Moore, broken play, running it to the right. He's going to get into the end zone on your Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt. The snap was low, and Moore says, I'm not going to let you boot it here. So, number 8, a run for 2, makes 29 for the Falcons and 0 for Harmony with 34 seconds left. Let me get that sent back. Trent Moore on a broken play gets the Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT conversion of the two-point variety, and the Falcons lead 29-0 with 34 seconds left, awaiting a People's Company kickoff. And Moore looks to be the... Wilson will kick this one. And Trevor lines him up, and your People's Company kickoff is short and high and fielded inside the 20 and brought down inside the 25. Baker hits him hard. Flag comes down at the tail end of that one. got it out to the 23 or so, and that's where the flag sits. Awaiting the signal. Looks like maybe an unsportsmanlike penalty against the Falcons will be marked off from the 23. And we will await the mark off there, but take your grain drying to a higher level with a Shivers Performance System. No other drying method matches the performance of Shivers in-bin continuous counterflow drying. So, from the 30, they're on 38 now. Good field position for Harmony, trailing Wayne 29-0. And the pass over the middle is hit by Nickel. Great timing. Knocks it incomplete, intended for number 72, Michael Bunnell. Nice hit by Keaton Nickel. Separates the receiver from the ball and makes it second and 10. Senior co-captains are playing well tonight, all four of them. 18 seconds left, and the handoff up the middle, and Matley grabs his jersey and brings him back. Wow. Nick Matley with the kung fu grip takes him down at the 37, short loss on the play. And your first quarter is now over with Wayne 29, Harmony 0. So it'll be from their own 37. They'll have to mark that off about 6 yards, and we'll do it again. Cordon State Bank considers the security of your financial information a top priority. They take extensive security measures to ensure a safe and reliable online experience for their customers. Cordon State Bank, security for your online banking. For all your auto repair needs, including general repair, brakes, and tune-ups, call Rod's Auto in Cordon. Looking for new tires? Rod can get you the tires you want, and he'll mount and balance them for you. Or if you need to fix a flat, contact Rod Dotto at 610 West Maple Street in Corydon. Rod can get you and your vehicle back on the road again. Call Rod, 872-2338, 872-2338. Tell him thanks for sponsoring Falcon Football, where Wayne leads 29-0 after one quarter, and we will start the second in regular clock mode. And the quarterback looking to throw it over the middle, and it's complete inside the Falcon 35 and appears to be a Harmony first down. To the Wayne 32, and they'll move the chains. So 11-yard pickup there. First and 10, Harmony from the Falcon 32 with 11:40 left in the second quarter. From the gun, looking to throw, and knocked down by Moore. Whoa. If you've ever seen a Falcon basketball game, that was a blocked shot that went right back in the face of the quarterback, Wyatt Gatt, by Trent Moore. Second and 10, and we appear to have a Wayne County Hospital timeout brought to you by the Wayne County Hospital. Hospital and clinic system providing complete quality health care services for your family. Caring for generations, the Wayne County Hospital. We thank them for sponsoring Falcon Football, as well as the Naughty Rock Motel. Hey, they take pride in keeping rooms clean and comfortable and giving you the best service. Naughty Rock has free Wi-Fi, flat screen TVs, and refrigerators in each room. Give a call at 872-2533 for more information. MDL stat check for Carson. I have what appears to be 61 yards on four carries. If that that works out, and for Trent Moore, 3 of 4 passing for 56 yards and a touchdown. A wildcat formation, and he will not get away from Falcon Redford. Nice tackle, Isaiah. And it'll be a loss of 2 on the play, back to the 34. Third and 12. And a receiver in motion will take the pitch and look to throw, and he's under some pressure. He throws it to nobody in the middle of the field. Overthrew one receiver by 5 yards, underthrew another by 5, and incomplete will bring up 4th down. Falcon defense just giving up 2 big pass plays for a 16-yarder and an 11-yarder. And that other than that, it's negative for Harmony. He will get the punt off, and there will be a flag against the Falcons for running into the kicker. But it'll be 5 yards, and they'll have to punt again. They might decline the penalty. That's not the... it is a personal foul kind, which will be 15 yards. I just kind of bumped into him, and the punter stayed on his feet. But they will get 15 out of it. Looked more like the running into the kicker variety, but now from the Falcon 19... It'll be 1st and 10. Trips too wide to the left. Ball's in the middle of the field. And they all go out, and the throw is over the middle to the receiver coming from the right side, and he is taken down and knocked incomplete. And I believe that was Wilson separating him from the ball. D-backs playing great for the Falcons, really. Nickel and Wilson, they work together as a team. They both have speed, and they'll both hit you. Each of them with a pick six last week. Trips again to the left, and one wide out to the right. Quarterback will try a run, but nothing there. Bradford and Sinclair once again. Lost back to the 23 of 4. The 3rd and long for Harmony. Under 10 to go in the first half with Wayne up. And fumbled snap. Quarterback is going to have nothing to do but go down on that one. Brought down by Spencer Boobin. Moving with that sack back to the 32. Nine-yard loss, and it's 4th and long. Punt formation for Harmony. Nobody back deep for the Falcons. And he gets that punt off straight up and down the right sideline. Gets a Harmony bounce down to around the 10. Punt to the Wayne 10. And the punt return of 0 from their own 10. Falcons will put it in play, leading Harmony 29-0. MEI Handoff, Carson, up the middle, dragging a couple of Rockets with him out to the 15. Five-yard gain for Carson. Second and five, Falcons. Under 9 to go in the first half. Lovett out wide to the right. Ball in the middle of the field. Hand off to Carson. Stutters left and shoots straight up the gut. At the 40, 30, 20, 10, 5. Into the flower pot end zone. Touchdown, Falcons. Don't see any yellow. Hit the goalposts. They look pretty. So 65 yards on the Carson Keeper touchdown run puts the Falcons up into continuous clock area here. With 8:35 to go. Ground ball snap, fielded cleanly by Moore, put down well, and kicked through by Matty Bellin. Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT by number 63 is good. And seven more gives the Falcons a 36-0 lead. And we'll be in continuous now. Continuous clock mode, 8:35 to go in the second quarter, and the Falcons lead, thanks to a 65-yard touchdown by Carson Keeper, his second of the night. The previous touchdown was of 7 yards. 56, and that puts him over, I think, at 121 on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 carries. So he's averaging 20 yards a carry again tonight. Had 7 for 143 last week. People's Company kickoff is a low one by Wilson. Heading to the far side and doesn't go out of bounds. He'll be brought down around the 20. That was a low spinner and went over toward the Harmony sideline, and I think they thought it was going to go out of bounds, and it just kind of died. So they picked it up and went nowhere. From the 20, Harmony has the ball, Wayne has the lead, and we're in continuous clock mode. Falcon defense playing great. Schumann in the middle of it right now. Bradford itching to get in there from the left side, and the pitch over that way, and they will be brought down for short gain. Lay Baker in on that one, but a gain of about 3, which is a huge gain the way this has been going for Harmony. Falcon defense looking sharp. And there will be a stoppage of the clock by the officials as they're going to confer with Blade Baker about something. I think I can read lips. The official is saying, Blade, you're hitting them too hard. And Blade says, no. No, we're hitting them just as hard as the coach said. Shotgun, pitch out to the left and cut, forced it into the middle. Good job by the Falcon end. That was Moore forcing that play back to the middle where the help was there. And a loss on the play to the 21. Baker refusing to listen to the officials, continuing to punish the Harmony runners. Clean snap, fakes the handoff, plenty of time, throwing it over the middle deep, and it's picked off by Nickel. Keith Nickel heading up the right sideline, has some help, grabbed it at about the 39 and shoved out of bounds. Where will they spot it? at the 17 and got it at about the 39, so give him 22. Keith Mickle picking one off once again. And they're in the Rod Dotto red zone already. Taking the ball there. Love it. And Wilson split out to the left. Nichols over there, too. Here comes Moore dropping straight back, looking to throw. And it's incomplete over the middle, intended for Dakota Lovett. Just his second incompletion of the night. I think. Yeah. Okay, now Moore under center. Baker is behind him. Now, dropping back, flag down, Moore stepping into the pocket under some pressure. He will elude and stiff arm inside the 20, inside the 15 and the 10. Trent Moore with a great run. I think that'll come back. The flag, I believe, will be against the Falcons, and there is a rocket down on the play. Dalton Schmidt. And it's a procedure call against the Falcons. So that should back him up to about the 22. And it'll be second and 15 from the 22. 5 minutes left until halftime with Wayne holding a 36-0 lead. And we are continuous. Officials stop the clock. I think they're going to allow the limping rocket off of the field. So 4:56 left in the second quarter. Wayne holding a 36-0 lead at the moment. They are in Harmony territory. And we'll start it out now with the backs. Baker and Kiefer in the eye, and the handoff to Carson on the left side. Now cuts it in the middle and back to the left corner, heading toward the flower pot end zone. He's there. Carson Kiefer with a 22-yard Falcon touchdown. His third of the night. He's going to end up with some stats after all. Touchdown comes with 4:40 to go in the first half. And Falcons line up with twin receivers each way, going for two on the Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt. Throwing to the left side to Nickel, complete. Keaton hauls it in, and the Falcons get two more on the Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT conversion. More to Nickel. If you have more nickels, you're a wealthy man. So eight more makes 44-0 with 4:40 to go. Four is wild here. In favor of your Wayne Falcons awaiting the People's Company kickoff. Construction service and supply from small hand tools to lumber. Allerton Lumber Company has what you need for your next building project. Stop in at 220 North Central Avenue in Allerton. Don, thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. The kick, People's Company kick, gets inside the 10 and is fielded, and Wilson covers it well. Helped out at the end by Baker. Tackle will be inside the 10. Wilson got the jet to going. Got down there, and they will in play from the 8. .406 and counting. Empty backfield, gun, high snap, quick throw up the middle, and closest Falcon was Wilson. Incomplete. Could be a stalling tactic. Throw it deep, and it takes them a while to get it back. Coming up at your Hy-Vee halftime, we do have a special guest with lots of well-scripted dialogue coming your way. 3.5 to go. Trips left, one to the right. Under some pressure by Matley, and it's picked again by Nickerl. Heading to the left. And he's into the flower pot end zone in the left corner. Picked off on the right sideline. On the tip, Keaton Nickerl. Another pick six by the senior. His second in as many weeks. And I would give him, 20 yards. And Bellin for the Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt. And low snap, but the kick isn't. And Wayne with the pick six, touchdown at 3:17 to go. Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT by Maddie Bellin is good. That makes 51-0. Let's get that back to Gale. I don't want to hear about this one. 51-0. On the pick six by Keaton Nickerl, your senior, showing the leadership right there, keeping his head up. Ball was tipped by Wilson, I believe, but Keaton right on it. And new faces on the kick team. Or your People's Company kick has Stetson and Hunter Clark out there, fielded by Harmony, heading up the right sideline out somewhere near the 20 or so. Baker with the tackle. At the 20. Under 3 to go until halftime. And let's see who we've got out there. Lovett in the defensive backfield, and Nickerl. Baker still in his linebacker position. And the pitch will come this way, chased by Matley, and ball's loose! Ball is loose, and I believe Lane has it. Carson Kiefer comes up. Trent Moore said, man, that was mine. I called it, I had the ball, and you took it away from me, Carson. What are we going to do with you? He might hand it right back to him, though. So, Falcons ball from the 15. 13. Throw over the middle. Complete. It's Dakota Lovett into the end zone for the touchdown for 15 yards. All right, so 15, Dakota Lovett. And right now, love it or leave it, the Falcons are ahead, 57-0 and waiting. High snap. Moore gets it down. Bellin gets it up, but it's wide to the side. No good. .150 left. Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT. Wide left. the 7-0 Falcons, 1:50 left. On the fumble recovery by Carson Kiefer, one play later, Trent Moore throws a, I believe, 15-yard touchdown pass to Dakota Lovett. You gotta love it. And we got some competition for your Shivers Manufacturing player of the first half. Okay, moving in on the kick team. But it'll be Lovett on your People's Company kick. It's in the air high and will be, it'll bounce at the 10, fielded at the 9, and, oh, what a big hit. Stetson Baker right there, but the hit was applied by Spencer Boobin, I think. Just bent him backwards. The last three offensive plays by Harmony have been turnovers. And they're going to start this one from their own 19. Trailing Wayne 57-0. Hines 57 for the Falcons. Nut and Honey for Harmony. And they will run it to the right side and get a few. Matt Lee and Carson. That does break a string of three consecutive offensive plays with a turnover. And from their own 22, it'll be 2nd and 7. Under a minute to go until half. And the handoff is going to go over to the right side, and we'll pick up a few. It'll be a little bit short of the first down, I think. It'll be close. 3rd and short. And we're at 10 seconds. Harmony's still in the huddle. That could end your first half. They're at 5 and getting up to the ball. 3-2. Flag down. And I think that will, unless it's against Wayne, should end the first half. Fifty-7-0 is your halftime score. We are at Hy-Vee halftime. And Hy-Vee halftime score is 57-0 in favor of your Falcons. We will. Our special halftime guest is not here, so we'll attempt to do a quick little stat check. Thanks to MDL Insurance. 51, 61, 37, 44, 51, 61, 66, 10. Coming this way, it is Ben Saunders across the 30 and shoved out of bounds. Big Ben gets make sure we're doing this right. Yep, out to the 33, so a 23-yard return. And from their own 33, Wayne, we are in continuous clock. It's down to about 11 minutes. Love it out wide left. And under center is Moore still. Hands off to Carson. Across the 35 and out near midfield, butt down. Oh, they'll spot him back at the 36 or 7. 37, 4-yard pickup. And this time, handoff. Carson to the left side. He's through the middle. He's 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, to the flower pot end zone. Carson Keeper, 43 yards. Falcon touchdown, his fourth of the night. With 10:29 left in third. And your Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT kick by Matt Bellin is good. So 57-7, 64-0 in favor of the Falcons with 10:29 left in the third. A third that is continuous. Well, 64 is what they gave up last week to Mormon Trail and didn't score. People's Company kick coming up. Two Carson Keeper rushes from scrimmage. Covers all 47 yards of the Falcons. Drive there. And the last 43 coming on the second play of the drive. People's Company kick by Matt Bellin is high and fielded at the 8. Dropped there, picked up at the 12. And going nowhere, Saunders is in on that one. And 55 pounds is in on that one. Harmony Rockets will take over at the 17-yard line, trailing Wayne 64-0 with 10 minutes left in the third. Falcon defense has looked good all night long, and we're hoping to get one or two of them up here tonight, hopefully maybe Isaiah Bradford. Runner or end in motion, throws over the middle. It's complete, but wrapped up immediately by Baker and driven backwards. The forward progress will give him some out across the 20 to the 22. Nine 20 left in the third from the 22. Second and 5 for Harmony. Big lead for Wayne. Waiting. Oh, he's running the play clock down. Gets it down to 5, throws it to the left side, and stepping up is Dakota Lovett, but incomplete. It'll be third down from the 22. Falcons leading this one 64-0. And the from the gun, 8.5 now. Again, the quarterback waiting till the play clock gets down to 5 before he takes the snap. Under some pressure and throws over the middle. It's complete and gets by the defender into Falcon territory. Hit from behind pretty hard by Carson Keeper. Big Allerton Lumber Company laying down the lumber hit, but not before they get inside the Falcon 30 to the 29. 18 and 11 is 29 yards. He was heading down the left side, but the freight train hit him from behind. Carson Keeper, I'm surprised he held on. That was a good play by Harmony. Again, waiting till the play clock's under 5 before taking the snap. Throwing it to the near side, incomplete. Got intended for their receiver, but Blade Baker knocks it down. It'll be second and 10. maybe they are looking to keep the score down by dragging out the play clock. Quarterback, absolutely no hurry. The line and the receivers are set, but he doesn't take anything until under pressure, flag down, throw is incomplete behind the receiver. Heavy pressure applied by Bradford again. And it'll go against Harmony. From the 29, they're not moving it. Penalty is declined. It was so we're now looking at 3rd and 10 from the 29. Sorry about that, folks. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Lane up 64-0. Harmony with the ball. Two receivers each direction. Now the one in motion, and the quarterback again under heavy pressure gets it off, and it's complete, and shoved out of bounds by Nickel at around the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. It'll be fourth down from the 29. So a 5-yard pickup, an incomplete, a 29-yard pickup, a couple incompletes, and a pass completed for zero. 5.5 left, 3-2 on the play clock, and gets it off at one. Here come the Falcon linemen, and the throw is over the head of everybody. Blade Baker was nearby. Mitch Sinclair into the backfield. Nick Matley rushing through from linebacker position. And Bradford, once again, incomplete, makes turnover on downs at the 29. Falcon ball. Sawyer Nickel in to the left. And Blake Moore, the quarterback for the Falcons, hands it off, running to the right. And is it Saunders? It is, out near midfield. Into Harmony territory at the 39. 12-yard pickup for Saunders is a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. Hand off up the gut. And shaking off the would-be tackler, Matley has it inside the 30. At the 29, a 10-yard pickup and another Farm Bureau first down on the Matley carry. And in the backfield for the Falcons are Saunders and Stetson Baker. Handoff Stetson, left side, up the gut, dragging. Boy, the Falcon runners have continued after contact. And 10 more. And another Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons, just moving at 10 at a time. Inside the Rods Auto red zone. And the Farm Bureau first down. Blake Moore surveys the situation. Hands it off. Running to the right is Clark. He's inside the 10. Heading to the corner. Touchdown to the Flower Pot end zone for the Falcons. Hunter Clark. Nineteen-yard Hunter Clark touchdown with 3:07 left in the third. Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt will be Moore pitching it. Stetson gutting it out into the end zone. Two more for the Falcons makes it 72-0. Be 72-0. Blame that one on the scoreboard operator. 72-0. Falcons ready for People's Company kickoff with 3:07 left in the third, weighing up 72-0. The staff members of the Thomas Randolph Funeral Home will guide you and your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. It can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. And you can get the quality care from the Thomas Randolph Funeral Home in Corydon. People's Company kick by Matt Bellin is inside the 10 to the 7 and heading straight up the gut now here to the near side, driven back. Nice hit. Stetson Baker. Baker was a butcher on that one, forcing out the Harmony runner at the 22. Two and a half left in the third, weighing up comfortably, 72-0. Troy Arnold at the defensive end position and Blake Moore on the other. And here comes the rush, and Matt Lee puts some pressure on. Pass is incomplete. Keaton Nickel diving for it, but it was nowhere near him. Second and 10 from the 22. 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Mitch Sinclair, Arnold's still in. Schumann in at the nose guard. Blake Moore on the other side. Falcon linebacker still in there, making sure they preserve this shutout. And pressure thrown way over the head of everybody, incomplete, as the quarterback was about to be hit by Matt Lee and Arnold. Third down with a minute 18 left in the third. Falcons winning the second half again. 15-0 here in the second half. Schumann digs in at nose. Play clock at 10. Quarterback in, no hurry. 53 on the game clock in left in the third. And throwing it over the middle, it is complete and brought down by Lovett and Baker and Nickel. But it's going to be near a first down. Let's see where they spot it. They'll move the chains. Harmony with the pass to the 33. Gain of 11 on third and 10. Right out in front of us here in the KIICradio.com press box location. Seven left on the play clock, and Arnold gets a good start from his end position. That one's picked by Carson at the 34. Juking and jiving down the right side. Now he's cutting back to the left. He is going to be grabbed from behind and brought down at the 5 or 6. Carson Kiefer, great Western Bank, great play. Let's see where they'll spot it. And, it'll be a penalty. But he got to, let's see, it'll be 10 back to the, they're going to put it, I think, at the 19. The quarter score is 72-0. That was the end of the third quarter. -19 is 15 yards. I'm not sure why they're not switching into the field after the end of the quarter. Blake Moore straight up the middle. Inside the 15. That was basically an untimed down for the Falcons. And the run by Moore gets down to the 13, and they'll switch ends there. Six-yard pickup by Blake, and it'll be second and four from the Harmony 13 when we start play in the fourth quarter, with the Falcons leading 72-0. Fantastic first three quarters for the Falcons, averaging 24 points a quarter. That's pretty good. I don't think they'll have time to get 24 points here in the fourth, but we'll bring it all to you here on KIACradio.com. Stream 4, and don't forget, you can flip over to Stream 1 after the post game and catch scores from all over Southern Iowa. And Mormon Trail was leading Twin Cedars earlier. Handoff to Matley heading to the right corner looking for a flag because he's in the flower pot end zone. And Matley runs it in, putting six more on the board for the Falcons. 13-yard run for Nick Matley. Stopping play with 11 and a half to go. Actually, not stopping it. For the Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt. Moore pitches it back. Brooks Jacobson will not make it in. And so it's 78-0 Falcons with 11:30 to go. Falcons, 11 and a half to go in the game, and not sure on the Moravia Melchior Ballas score, but Falcons are the fourth highest scoring team in eight-player action, and I believe Moravia is third, of about 4 points a game ahead of us. This being the eighth game, you know, you got to take everything, every point divided by eight for a per-game increase. But the Falcon average will go up with 78 or more here tonight. People's Company kickoff will be by Matt Bellin. As it teed up, Jacobson, Stetson Baker out there, Isaac Bradford on the near side. The kick is inside the 10 to the 8. And coming up, and Bradford, little Bradford, and Caleb Pound. And the kickoff returned to the 23-yard, let's call it the 23. And we're under 11 now left in the game with the Falcons controlling this one from the outset, 78-0. Once again, the only victory for the opponents tonight has been the coin toss. From the gun, under pressure, throws it over the middle, it's complete. And now out to the right sideline, he's got some room, sits out of bounds near the 35. at the Harmony 36, a gain of 13, and it's a first down for Harmony. Ten 15 left in quarter number four. We'll get an MDL stat check here in just a minute, but Carson Kiefer's offensive night is done. Looks like his defensive night is as well. And Trent Moore's night is done. Blake is still out there, and pass over the middle, incomplete, knocked down or pushed down by Blake after getting his hands on the ball. Moving in there. Jeffrey Alexander in for the Falcons. Bellin at the nose. Blake Moore. Hunter Clark, who just scored a touchdown for the Falcons. Troy Arnold. We're going to have a minute here for the snap as there are Pounds is in there. There's the run and overrun by the Falcon defense into the secondary, brought down around the 31 by Alexander. From the Falcon 31, 13-yard pickup. Wayne defense needs to stiffen quickly. It's 8:40 left in the game. Harmony on the move. Jacobson on the defensive backfield and handoff up the middle. There we go. That's some defense for you. Lubin, Bellin, Arnold. Lost on the play, back to the 33. A long two lost there. Sawyer Nickel in, and coming out will be Alexander. Blake Moore shifting Falcon secondary now. Play clock to 8. And here's the snap. Takes the handoff, looking to throw over Arnold, and complete into the secondary and into the end zone. Number 45, Clint McCarty. So Harmony still with, well, they've got to have starters in there because they've only got 5 subs. Touchdown, 7:35 to go. And PAT attempt brought to you by Thomas Randolph Funeral Home. Quarterback looking to throw. Throws to the right side. And it's complete and into, it's again, McCarty. So McCarty with all 8 points, but the Falcons have 78-8. And those are the first points for Harmony. They've been shut out each of the last 2 weeks. Played Moravia, got 12 the week before that. Not sure when those 12 came within the course of the game. So a minimum of 11 straight quarters without scoring has been broken with 7:35 left in the game. And the Falcon lead has been trimmed to 78-8. Falcon return team. Hey, this is going to be good. Who we got out there? Fielded around the 10, and it's Clark. Coming this way, and he's out to the 30, stops midfield, coming down the right side, inside the 30, 25, Hunter Clark. Awesome, baby. So to the 25 is 15, and 30 is a 45-yard kick return to the Harmony 25, and we're under 7 to go in the game. Falcons leading 78-8. Blake Moore steps up and will be stopped. Before the snap, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, come on, let him play. Nine players on the field for Harmony, and that's a 5-yarder for Wayne. So from the 20 now, running left is Jacobson, freshman. From the 18, a gain of 2 for Jacobson. Moore hands it off to the second back. That's Chapman. Wow, what a hit. Chappie gets a little, but not much. On second thought, that's a no gain. From the 18. That's fourth down now. Fumble! Picked up by the Falcons. Colton Brazil on it. I think he fell on his own, but that was third down. It's Harmony recovers the fumble at the Falcon 24, or at their own 24. I'm sorry, Harmony ball from their own 24. Low snap, fielded by the quarterback. Throws it over the right side, incomplete. And we got Clark and Pounds over in that direction. 4:44 left in this ball game. It's 78-8 Wayne at the moment. Coming in is Grady Carpenter for Wayne. Sawyer Nickel in the backfield. Clark, Chapman, Arnold, Carpenter at the nose. He got a sack a couple weeks ago. Let's see if he can get one here. Pressure from the Falcons. Intercepted! Wayne's ball and knocked out of bounds. Flag down. It's Clark again. Picked off around the 27. Flag sits at the 15. It's against Wayne after the change of possession. And they'll set the ball at the 25. Ball will be placed at the Harmony 25, and Wayne will have it there. The interception by Hunter Clark. He's got a touchdown and an interception. And he is the lone back with Blake Moore. Blake will run it himself up the middle. Short gain. At the 21, a gain of 4. Nick Conger in for Wayne. 3:20 left in the game. Chapman and Matley behind Moore, and broken play there. Moore pitches it at the last second to Chapman. Loss on the play, it looks like. Back minus four, back to the 25. And as we near 2.5 minutes, play coming in for Blake Moore with the Falcons leading big. We'll get all your MDL stat checks for you here at the conclusion of this game. We got a lot of runners, and we're trying to get some Falcons up here for some post-game interviews. Blake, fumbled snap, pitches it late to Stetson Baker running the right side, and London thrown down inside the 20. Spot him at the 19, gain of 6. That'll be fourth down with 2 minutes left. Conger comes out. Clark in there. Ball's at the 19. Wayne has about 4 yards left for a first down. Radford splits wide right. And flag down. I think they were trying to hard count, get Harmony off sides, and it worked. That should be a Farm Bureau first down at the 14. Matt Lee at fullback, Clark at the tailback. Moore pitches it. Oh, Clark bobbles it, and on the turf, looks like he got it back. But it'll be a loss of the play back to the 19, 18, minus 4. And we're about to a minute left. Stetson Baker pounds Chapman. Jacobson splits out to the right. Moore just takes the snap, runs up the middle, back inside the 15 to the 14. Sorry, gave him 4. Give him 3 instead. And half minute left in this ball game. 16 on the play clock, so they'll have to snap it one more time. And Blake will keep it himself. Driving players with him down around the 10. That should do it as the play clock reads 12. And a 5-yard pickup there. 2-1. Your final score, Wayne 78, Harmony 8.